Okay, let's. So the first year we spoke about Kabbalah, Nishpach. Second year we spoke about Halacha. That was last week. Tonight I want to speak to start the concept of Zrika Sadam. Now Zrika, it's not more than any other avodas, but there's a lot of discussions in the Gemaras in Zvachim about Zrika Sadam. Pigul. One of the concepts is the concept of pigul. Now, pigul is not necessarily Zrika Sadam, but it's brought in the Gemara in that concept of Zrika Sadam. Pigul is that when you do one of the Dalad Avoidas, one of the four Avoidas, Shchita, Halacha, Kabbalah, or Zrika, you have a Kavana, you have in mind to eat the carbon la'achar zmanoi, shaloi bizmanoi. That's pigul. Either you have in mind to eat the carbon achar zmanoi, or you have in mind at the time of shechita to do a zrika la'achar zmanoi. Either one. That's called not shaloi mkoimoi, that's a pigul. Shaloachar zmanoi is pigul. If you have in mind one of the dalad avoidas to eat the carbon or to do one of the other avoidas chutz lizmanoi, then that carbon becomes not just possible, but you eat from that carbon, you chayv karis. That's the concept of pigul. Now, this concept of pigul is only if it's a avoida hamateris, if it's a valid avoida, as you know from Zvachim. For example, if a person is zorak chutz limkoyma, he throws the dam in the wrong place, and he has machsheves pigul, it's not going to apostle anything. Why? Because it's only when it's an avoida, one of the four dalad avoidas
done properly.
There's another concept of pigul, which is has to be kovu kol matirov, which means all the other avoidas have to be finished as well, besides the avoida that you are mefagalin. But that's the basic concept of pigul. Now, the question is, what about if you are during the avoid, one of the avoidas, you have machshavas pigul, you have a machshava chutz lizmanoi, but you're not doing it in the whole avoida. You're doing it in half the avoida, which is called pigul bechatzi matir. You have the kavona pigul in half a matir. What's a half a matir? In half the avoida, which is matir de basar. Every avoida, it does its part in being matir d'avoida, right? Shchita, Zrika, Kabbalah, Halacha, everything. How about if you're mefagel b'chatzi matir? You have the kavana pigul to eat the carbon chutz lizmanoi, the wrong date after the time, but not in the whole avoida, only in half the avoida. Mefagel b'chatzi matir. For example, if a person shechts only one simon, Halacha is you have to shecht two simonim. So shechting one simen, that's when he has the kavana of chutz lizmanoi. That's mefagel b'chatzi matir. Or, for example, on Yom Kippur, you have to make seven hazois, bein abadim. So in one of the hazois, you have a kavana pigul chutz lizmanoi. So is that going to make the din pigul as well? Or not? That's all I just did. Was I just introduced what? No place to park. Worse, I'll say afterwards. So so the question is, could you be mefagel bechatzi matir? Chatzi matir means in half the avoida, which I'm required. We said it has to be avoida hamateres. If it's an avoida, which is, for example, zrika chutz limkoymoi. So there's no concept of pigul, it has to be only an avoida, which is matir the meat, matir the basar, does it part of bringing the carbon to fruition. If you have mefagel only in half the avoida, is that going to make something pigul or not? That's the question which the Gemara discusses. So just load it. So the Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph on the base. Why do we start from here? I don't know why we start from here, because here's the sugya that they did in Brisk. This was the sugya pigul, and that throws you right into Zrika, into Hazois, everything like that. So that's why I want to do this sugya. So the Gemara said like this, Tananosim, we learned over there, Mem Aleph and Veis. Tananosim, we learned over there. Pigel bekoimets, v'loi bilvoina, bilvoina v'loi bekoimets. Says Rashi, what does that mean? You had the machshavet pigul by koimets and mat by levoina. Mincha constitutes of doing the kmitza, and afterwards taking this kmitza and burning it on the mizbeach. Not only that, but the levoina, which is the extra spices, you also have to burn on the mizbeach. The burning on the mizbeach of the mincha, of the kmitza, or of the levoina is analogous to the zrikas hadam, the Gemara Menachah says. So what about if a person had this machshavas pigul b'koimetz v'loi b'levoina? B'haktoras ha-mincha, shnei matirin yesh, ha-koimetz v'ha-levoina. V'im hiktir eso echad b'machshavas pigul v'echad v'shtika. So the first one you burnt, machshavas pigul. The second one you burnt, the levoina, b'shtika. You kept quiet. So what's halacha? Pigul b'koimetz v'loi b'levoina, b'levoina v'loi b'koimetz. That Meir Aymer, Pigul, V'chayov, and Elav Kores. That Meir says, that's Pigul, and Yechayev Kores. It's a regular Pigul. V'chachomim Aymerim, Chom says, Ein boy Kores, Achi Yifagel, B'chol HaMatir. Which means, here's the Machlek, is Reb Meir and Chachomim, it's really a Mishnah in Menachos, whether you can be Mifagel, B'chatzi Matir. The Gemara's case is, Pigul by Koimetz, by burning of the Koimetz, and not by the Levoina. That pigul b'chatzi matir. The Meir says pigul b'chatzi matir is also pigul. Chachamim say pigul b'chatzi matir is not pigul. So the old achronim say already, the Stipler and the others, Keren Oyren, the Baron Kotler, they all say what's the machlokes is dependent on. The question is, when you do half the avoider, does that mean that half the kapara is affected already, or nothing is done until the end? And that's maybe the machlekes, whether you hold mefagel b'chatzi matir, yes, work, doesn't work, that's the machlekes over here. Fine. So the Gemara wants to say in the beginning, this is the case of mefagel b'chatzi matir. Machlekes, Reb Meir Chachamim. Amr Reb Shimon ben Lakish, says Reb Lakish, loy teima taim de Reb Meir. Diksovan mefagel b'chatzi matir. Don't say the reason of Reb Meir. Because you could be mefagel b'chatzi matir, which means you can have machshavas pigul. Even in half the matir, in half the Haktorah, which is half the Zrika by Menachos, Elocha Ma'eskinon. Over here, we're talking about Kaishin Nosan as a Koimetz b'Machshava, Val Voina b'Shtika. What do you do? Says Rashi, Kaishin Nosan as a Koimetz b'Machshava Tchila. First, you burnt the Koimetz with the Machshava of Pigul, V'Achakach Halavoina b'Shtika, and then you kept quiet on the burning of the Levoina. V'Uadim Nosan Levoina Machshava Tchila, V'Achakach Koimetz b'Shtika. V'Taima says the Gemara, sorry, Ksovar. And the reason why he says it's no good, the reason why, according to the mayor, says that if you're mefagel and only you have the avoda and afterwards you keep quiet, why do we say that's a problem of pigul? Not because he says you hold a mefagel b'chatzi mater because pigul b'chatzi mater helps. No, the reason is because aldas kalois aldas l'shoyne uoyser, which means even if you hold Ein mefaglin. What are you looking for, Yossi? What? Tissue. Going to the bathroom. Oh, sorry. Even if you hold ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir, that means you cannot do pigul unless you have the whole matir. You have to have the pigul in the entire avoda. But over here it's different. Why? Because kolo oise al das rishoynehu oise. That when I started half the avoda with the machshavas pigul and the second half I had no machshav at all, so we say you continued with the same machshava, and therefore that's why it's pigul, not because mefagel b'chatzi matir. Really, you have to be mefagel in the whole matir, the whole avod. You have to have the machshava pigul. But what over here? Kol ha'isa al das l'shoyne hu ha'isa. Says Rashi. One second, you have a question ready?
Well, for Ishlokish is correct. What if the first part you do mishpika and the second?
Then it won't work. Ain't a chanami. That's exactly nafkamina. Look in Rashi. It's not mefagel b'chatzi matir, it's kol matir. How is it kol matir? Because I started with machshava and then I didn't do anything, so I say the second one was also done by machshava. The Rabbanan Savri and Rabbanan hold al das rishoyna lo yamrinon. We don't say a person does al das v'sheino. Elim kein amal af v'sheini. Unless he says it also by the second part. V'chol machshav v'dekotchim maitzi bepehu. In other words, the reason why it doesn't work, say the Rabbanan, because you have to speak it out. And we don't say kol oisa al das v'sheino isa, but rather, you have to speak it out. Says Rashi, finishes Rashi, aval rishayna v'shtika u'shniya b'machshav. Seth this question, that if the first one he does quietly, no machshav espigel, and the second one he does machshav espigel, so then it depends. If you hold the reason why Rabbi Meir holds no good, because you're mefagel b'chassi matir, I'm also mefagel b'chassi matir. But if you hold the reason is no, Rabbi Meir holds really, you have to, everybody holds, you have to be mefagel in the whole matir. Just why over here does it work? We say spigel is because the first one was b'machshav, the second one was adas nishayna. If it be the opposite case, where the first one was without any machshava, and the second one, b'chatsi mater, was machshava, einu chanami, avu shen mishtik v'shnei machshava, neinkan a machshava b'chatsi mater, moidre meir, deloy pigol, el a posal. Posal it is, but not pigol, and that's exactly what Igmar says, makes a lot of sense. Comes the Briskerov, and he says, that the whole Rashi doesn't make sense. What's Rashi saying? What's going on over here?
So,
yeah.
I just want to understand.
The entire matter. No, both parts of the matter, you have to, you burn the kaimitz, I'm gonna eat the carbon mincha after this man. I put the levain on the mizbeach to burn it, I'm gonna eat it after this man. That's all. I have to have the whole time, every second. That's both are matter. Or by the shchita, the entire shchita, both simonim. Right? Not one simon and one simon. That's mefagel, the whole thing. Right? So you might want to say, really holds what? You have to be mefagel b'kola matir. Why over here do we say that it works? Chatzi? Because al das v'sheinu oisa. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, the Chachamim argue. Why do the Chachamim argue? Because, you don't say al das v'sheinu oisa, because he has to say b'dibur. So, I don't say, so why does Rav Meir say not? So Meir says, because you don't need dibur. So the machlek is in Meir Chachamim, is not whether al das v'sheinu oisa or not. The machlekes is whether you need dibur, you don't need dibur. So the ikka chasim in a sefer. The Gemara should have said, not because of das v'sheinu oisa, and Chachamim say, no, there's no das, because the main thing is the dibur. Because without dibur, it doesn't work. So manashach, the first one he did, b'dibur, according to Chachamim. And still we say it doesn't work unless you do the second one, b'dibur. And according to the man, the second one doesn't need dibur. So the machlekes is not al das v'sheinu oisa. The question is, do you need dibur or don't you need dibur? So what's Rashi? What is the Gemara doesn't say that? Ikka chasim in a sefer.
No, that's not what Rashi means.
What does Rashi mean to say?
Everyone holds you need dibur.
You need dibur.
The question is your, if you don't have dibur, does your?
So if you need dibur, then it won't work because you don't have dibur, right? If you say pigul needs dibur, Rashi says pigul machshava psula needs dibur. So according to Chama, the reason why it doesn't work is not because the nalal das v'sheinu oisa. Even if I spoke the first one, it doesn't work because I need dibur. And the Gemara says you don't need dibur. So it's ikka chasim in the sefer.
But you're continuing with dibur. You had an original dibur.
So you continue. You see, so not machshav. It's dibur.
It's continuing off your rishonim. It's still the same. You haven't stopped.
Okay. So then, why shouldn't it work according to chachamim if it's continuing dibur? Rashi says because you need dibur. So what's if you say the first one was a dibur? So then either you continue your dibur or not. So if you're not continuing dibur, so you say for some reason you're not continuing dibur. So then why the Chachamim say yes? So they say, no, Rashi, because you need dibur. So that means to say that even if I'm continuing my dibur, it's not good enough, I need to meet dibur. So according to the mayor, I don't need dibur. So the machloekis is whether you need dibur by kachem or not. So what does that do with kala das and shayinu oisa? What does Rashi want to tell us? That's hard on us to squeeze that into Rashi. That's one question.
No, wouldn't you say everyone agrees that for the maisa pigel, then you need dibur.
You need dibur.
The question is the second mice that you do mishtika.
Correct.
Right? Does that need dibur or not?
Correct. Why not? If the first one needs dibur, why shouldn't the second one need dibur?
Because, like I said, because you're to continue.
But if you say that really you need mefagel b'kolamater, and you're doing pigul, why? Because that's right.
The
shenu oisa.
Continuation of what you did. Is it misyakes to what you did originally, or no? Or is it a separate mice and a separate dibur? It's not whether or not you need dibur. So
what is it?
I mean, I don't know. Rishlokish understanding is not the.
But we have to see. Well, okay. That's. I'm trying to understand what
the words Rashi means is the echad machshav echad b'shtikun. That's the problem. What is shtikun?
When it comes to karma, you need an extra. You have to really show it a little bit more.
So we're
continuing on. So if you started with one, and now
then continue the other one.
The assumption is that you're having people in mind. But with karbanah, it's a special din that you need to.
Deep, what you say?
You need that extra das in a sense to show.
So you need to verbalize it.
Right.
Okay, so what's the mayot?
That it was enough.
You don't need to verbalize it. So then the machlekes is whether you need dibur or don't need dibur.
Start and a continuation is enough.
So what? I want to say, I'm not saying it's a yehara. Leave it. That's it. We'll see by turn.
Is even strange because he says echad b'machshava v'echad b'shtika. Machshava and shtika are not opposites.
Meaning?
It's not echad b'dibur v'echad.
No, Rashi. I suppose Rashi means machshava. I suppose maybe means. No, I mean probably means dibur. I don't know.
But that's my point. If he means dibur, then dibur and shtika are opposites.
Correct.
Machshava and shtika are not opposites.
Maybe probably means machshava spiegel with dibur. I'm not sure. Okay. Question number one. Leave it as a question. Next question. It's a Kivegas question. Kivegas question is this. The Gemara says over here that according to the mayor, really we hold you have to mifagal the whole matir. Just what? Kaloisa das v'shoinu oisa. Right? Chachamim argue. For whatever reason, Chachamim say, no, we don't say kaloisa das v'shoinu oisa, and therefore, you don't have the pigul v'chol matir. Really, the mayor says you have the pigul v'chol matir because there's a kaloisa das v'shoinu oisa, and Chachamim say you don't have the pigul on the whole matir. So the question of Kivegas says, look at number one on the sheet. And by the way, the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim. The Rambam says, Chosha machshev is man b'shas k'mitza, aval loy b'shas likta levoyna. Oysha chosha machshev is man b'shas likta levoyna, aval loy b'shas k'mitza. Harei zu psula, v'ein apigul, ashi yechsha machshev is man b'chol amatir, shu kaim mitzim al levoyna.
So again, Rambam uses the word chosha.
Right, correct. Maybe Rambam doesn't say you need dibur. Correct. Maybe Rambam doesn't say you need dibur. Rashi says you need dibur. But the bottom line is, Rambam also says, bottom line he says, that you need both.
Right.
So clearly, he doesn't hold of pigul b'chasi matir, and he also doesn't hold of kolaisa das v'shayinu oisa, because he says you need to have makshava by both. So clearly, we don't say the chachamim who say kolaisa, you don't say kolaisa das v'shayinu oisa. That seems to be the halacha. Kivega points out kolaisa das v'shayinu le'el daf beis umed beis Shabbos daf tzadi aleph umed aleph. What's the Kivega saying? Right. Cryptic of Kivega. So let's look at that base on the base and that Tzadi Aleph and Aleph in the Gemara. So the Gemara has a whole question in the beginning of Kach. Maybe I should have given that shear first, but I didn't. But the Gemara says in the beginning on the base on base, the Gemara has a whole question whether the Gemara says you need to have Lishma. All Kachim need to be done Lishma. So the Gemara has a whole question whether Stoma is Lishma. It means if I have no intention at all, is that called Lishma in the Kachim as well? Is it built into every kachim by dint of the fact that there's a carbon, that if I shecht it, stoma is called lishma, or stoma is not called lishma? So the Gemara wants to have a raya from Elamahodet Nan. The Mishnah says, Ketzad lishma v'shalei lishma, how could you have both shechtet, lishma and shalei lishma? So if, for example, you take a carbon Pesach, and you say, l'shem Pesach u'l'shem shlamim. You have both in mind. You say, I'm shechting it for Pesach and for shlamim. So I'm doing it lishma and shalai lishma. So the Gemara says, maybe you want to bring a raya. What's no good? Time of dom l'shem Pesach l'shem shlamim. The only reason why it's no good because I have kavana for Pesach and the room kavana for shlamim. Ha l'shem Pesach u'stama. But if I have kavana l'shem Pesach and stam, it's kosher. Al m'stama ki lishma domi. So we see that stam is lishma because stam, if I have Pesach and Shlomim, no good. Pesach and Stam, I shecht a little bit, Pesach, and the rest I do Stam, it is good. So we see Stam is considered Lishma. That's the Gemara's question. Gemara says, no. Really, I'll tell you, Stam is no good. You have to have Kavana Lishem Pesach. Stam is no good. No Kavana is no good. You have to have a positive Kavana Lishem Pesach. Dil Mishani Hosam, Da'ama Kolais Aldas Hashayinu Oysa. So Gemara says, over here it's different. Why? You started the Shem Pesach, and then you had Stam. That's not Stam. That's also the Shem Pesach. Why? Because Kalaisa Aldas Hashayinu Oysa. So Kivega says, here we don't say Kalaisa Aldas Hashayinu Oysa, according to the Chachamim. And the Rambam paskins, we don't say that. By Pigul, we don't say Kalaisa Aldas Hashayinu Oysa, according to the Chachamim. And when it comes over here by kotzim shchita lishma, we do say kaloi tal dasu shaynu aisa stira bekivegis question. Question number one. Another question is Gemara on Shabbos. Gemara on Shabbos talks about that you only chayev carrying haitza if it's the shear that people are mocked, it's considered carrying. If it's so minuscule, if you have a tiny thing of lint in your pocket, that's nothing. It's not considered shear. So the Mishnah says that's the first early in Shabbos. Then the Mishnah says, however, that if you carry something, even one seed, lizroya uledugma vilafua, you take it for medicinal purposes, one marijuana seed, because you want to plant it for your cannabis and for medical marijuana, vaytziya b'shabbos, chay b'chol shu. V'chol adam ein chay b'elek b'shuray. In other words, a regular person only if he carries the right shear, which is a minimum. Mar says nothing, but there's some shear to it. But if it's ilgafua, if you have in mind, you want to do it for purpose, you want to have one seed for cannabis or for gafua, then there's no shear, then you chayv. So the Gemara had the question, lama le misna matzniya? Why say you're hiding it? You're putting it away. So you should carry it. Listen to hamoitzi lezera, ule dugme lefu chay v'choshu. Why is this such a case? Omar baya, hocha maizkinon, gain shiitzniyoy. No, you didn't mean to carry it. You put it inside your pocket to hide it. In other words, you meant it, you wanted to safekeep it for refuah. V'shochach lama itzniyoy. And you forgot that you put it over there. V'hashka komapik leistomer. And now I'm just taking it out. So now I'm not doing it because I'm carrying, because I need it for refuah or for seeding purposes. I forgot about it. I'm taking it out stum. At one point, I hid it, and I had it for refuah. And now I did it stum. I just took it out. Ma would have tamed. I would have thought, that now I'm taking out stum, so it doesn't have the shear. Kamashalon, kalaisal dasa shaynu aisa. So we say that even though it's stum, it's on the original intention. So Kivega says again, the Gemara seems to say in both these cases, kalaisal dasa shaynu aisa. So if it's kalaisal dasa shaynu aisa, so then why by pigul, when we say mefagin b'chashim mater, you have to do kola mater, but over here it's kalaisal dasa shaynu aisa, says the mayor, and the chachamim argue and they say no, we don't say kalaisal dasa shaynu aisa, and it's only pigul b'chashim mater, it's not going to work. That's the Kivega's question. What's the difference between those two cases and the case of pigul? Yes, Yossi. Right? Simple question. Everyone understand the question? Oh. So the answer, so the truth is, there's one way, I think, to learn the Gemara. If you learn the Gemara the right way, then everything fits into place, I think. So you see like this. The Gemara discusses in Menachos, the Gemara talks about this case of pigul b'chatzi matir. So I don't want to go through the whole Gemara, but basically, Tosfos says over there, Tosfos says that according to the mayor, if you're mefagel, let's say by the hazois on Yom HaKippurim, right? So the mayor says that you know, let's see the Mishnah again. Sorry, pigel b'kaimet v'loy b'levayne v'levayne v'loy b'kaimet. The mayor am a pigel v'chayim v'lav kores. Chaimer amrim ein b'kores that shefagel b'chol amater. Now, by the way, there's two ways of learning this Mishnah. Either you can learn according to the Mishnah, according to the mayor, why is it pigul? Because you could be mefagel b'chasim atir. Or you can learn that even the mayor agrees that you cannot be mefagel b'chasim atir, but rather over here, al dasa reshaynu oisa. Right? That's the two ways of learning. Depending if you hold like the shlokish, or you don't hold like the shlokish. So the Gemara wants to say, brings the raya, toshma, by the arrow, by medva amurim, b'domma nitonim al gabim z'becha chitzoyim. That's all considered any hazor is enough. Aval domim hanitonim al mizbeach apnimi kigoyim mem gimel shel yom kippurim, the 43 hazors of Yom Kippur v'achas asrei shapar koyin mashuach v'achas asrei shapar yom dovah shel tibur, which are all zrikas are done bifnim on Yom Kippur, it's done in bein abadim and the pareches mizbach hazov, all the other ones are only done by mizbach hazov. So the Mishnah said, the Brisa says pigel. Bein b'rishayna, bein b'shniya, uvein b'shlishes, rebeyar mepigul, v'chiyam v'lem v'kores, v'chom v'ramirim, ein b'kores, ad shifaka b'chol amatir. Same thing. According to the mayor, if you have machshevet pigul, either in the first, second, or third, it works. The Gemara wants to bring a rifle over there, not like Rish Lakish, that the reason is not because of al-das v'shayna, it says either the first, second, or third, right? It means that the first two maybe were not, and the third, yes. So then the Gemara said, no, it means the first, second, and not the third. That's the Gemara says. So Tosfos says, what do you mean the first, second, or third? The 43 Hazois on Yom Kippur. What's the first, second, or third? So Tosfos says, the three sets. There's a set inside Bein Abadim, 7, 8, 1, and 7. There is a set on the Pareches, and there's a set in the Mizbach Hazov. Says Tosfos that even according to Reb Meir, that either Aldas Vishoinu Oisev, or you can be Mufaka B'chasi Matir, that's only if it's a Matir. Right? If it's a Chatsi Matir, it's Dover Mesuyam, it's something specific. But if it's not even a Chatsi Matir, which means one sprinkle, then everybody agrees you can't do Pigul. In other words, even according to Meir says, you can be Pigul on part of the things, that's only if it's a Matir. It's a chatsi matir, but it's a matir. For davar mesuyim, something specific. For example, Taisa says in Zvachim, if I shecht one simen, that's chatsi matir. If I have pigul in a half, shechting a half a simen, that's nothing. Why? It's not even a chatsi matir. It has to be davar mesuyim. In other words, even according to the mayor, who says, either chat is, because you're mefagal b'chatsi matir, or al das v'shayinu oyster, doesn't make a difference. However you learn chat and remeir, but it has to be at least double mesuyim, something specific. But if it's not even something specific, it's not going to work. That's the place that's over here.
What's the dam matir? Is it burn?
What?
His animals don't go on his bed.
I know, but every part is a matir to the carbon. Oh, you mean in these things over here? No, but it's all part of the what's name? It's all part of the kapara. So even that, what's it? Kapara.
Matir, either it's matir on his bed or matir in his.
What? Yeah, what are you saying?
Usually, we talk about
Matir. Yeah.
There has to be some kind of
Achilah.
Either Achilah's
Mizbeach
or
Achilah's
Azor.
So Achilah's
Mizbeach
is Azor, no?
No. The
Hazor is Achilah's Mizbeach. Why not? It's a Kapara for the Mizbeach. But we gave an introduction. We said that you can even have a Pigul on the first, on you can have Pigul on the zrika, on the shchita, right, in order to do the zrika shalei lizmanoi, right? So you see that any type of avoida in the carbon would work. So look in Taisha's number 2 on the sheet over here in the bottom. Taisha says, bein v'shein, bein v'shein, bein v'shlishes, rishreina kol azoiz de bein avadim, shnir de proech v'shlishes mizbeach azov, v'chein buchum samuch. So Taisha says, kol bein avadim choshev chadet, kol bein choshev tetra. U'v'chatzi azoiz de pnim, in other words, you have to have a chatsi matir. It has to be a davar mesuyim. If you're going to shecht half a simen, that's nothing. If you're going to do one hazor on the pareches, that's nothing. At least it's got to be a matir. It's got to be something before you have even pigul v'chatsi matir. So the Brisk Rav asked the question, hey, wait a second. If you tell me pshat in Reb Meir is, you have to be mefagel b'chatsi matir. So then it makes sense. It makes a difference how you do it. It has to be at least something davar mesuyim in order to be considered pigul b'chatsi matir. That makes sense according to the mayor. But if you tell me like Yesh Lakish, that according to the mayor, it's not pigul, it's pigul b'chol matir. Just what's the pshat? That when you start something, it's continued the whole way through. So then who cares if you started on a simen of the animal, one simen of the shechita, or a half a simen. If it's kala oisal, das v'shainu oisal, meaning, not because it's pigul b'chatsi matir, but kala oisal, das v'shainu oisal means when I start something, then whatever I do is considered I do everything on that thought process, and therefore it's pigul b'chol matir. So then what's the difference if it's a whole simen, a half a simen, a whole set of hazois, one hazor, doesn't make a difference. Once they started it, then everything is part of the hazos, all part of pigul on the whole matir. So what's the pshat? That's what he asked. The Brisk Rav asked the question, according to Rish Lakish, who says pshat and remeir, is not because it's a half a matir, but rather because it's considered pigul on the whole thing. Once they started, the hazor goes on everything, then everything I do with that same intention, then who cares how I started? What's the pshat? Yisrael, what's the pshat? You had a question? Mm-hmm. Very good question. So the Brisk Rav says, it must be, without risk of learning the pshat, it must be that that's not pshat in kol oisal, das v'shein oisal. There's two ways to learn. In other words, really you have to be mefagel in the whole matir, in the entire zrika, in the entire hazon, the entire shita, you have to be mefagel. But when the Gemara says that I can mefagel in half the matir, it works. There's two ways of learning it. What are the two ways? How do you learn simple pshat? Seth, how do you learn simple pshat? When I'm kol oisa, I'll die to shayin oisa. What does that mean?
So I was mafagel, and then when I didn't deny it in the second one, I didn't reverse it. Even though I was quiet, I didn't reverse it, it continues.
No. So the simple pshat, the way the what's name, the Sfas Emes, and everybody learns, is kol oisa, I'll die to shayin oisa. That means, if a person had kavana pigul, on the first part, then kolaisa, that's a shaynoisa. Means when he continued, he had the same kavana. It's an umdana. He probably had the same kavana. He for sure had the same kavana. When a person does something, so he continues the second part with the same kavana as the first part. Kolaisa, adas a shaynoisa, which means it's an umdana. We say he had that kavana of pigul on the second part as well. That's one way of learning. That's the simplest way of learning. Comes on the Bishrav from this gemara, from this tosas, is muchach. Not like that. Snapshot that when the kolaisa dasa shayin oisa means that when I have pigul on the first part, so the second part I'm also having a machshava pigul. I have no machshava at all. But having pigul on the first part, that includes, in other words, kolaisa dasa shayin oisa means that the second part is nigrav, is part of the first part. If I don't have an opposite, say more than that. Even if I have an opposite kavana. Kaloisa dasa shayin oisa means that when I do the first part pigul, then everything else is part of the first part. Even if you hold that you're not mefagel b'chatzi matir, but kaloisa dasa shayin oisa, the chiddush is the second part is part of the first part. Without actually having to have a kavana of pigul, the second part is automatically part of the first part. That's the chiddush. One second, read it inside of here, number three. Bigmok sova, kaloisa dasa shayin oisa, atkan. Yesh listapek, b'yisoyd ha'isvora shel rav, d'chol ha'oysa al-daat rishoynu oysa, or al-shlokish. Im haynu, d'havei umdena, d'kemoy shechishe b'avoydi rishoynu machshevet pigol, mistabro loymar, d'kemoy kein chishe gam b'avoydi shniyo. Is that the pshat? Oy dilmo, maybe, havei svora, d'machshevosay b'tchilas ha'korben, koi al-kol ha'korben. U'mefele, afilu avoydi shniyo v'shlishis, Nimsheches acha machshavtoi horishoino. It's part of the original machshava. Damrinon shemachshavtoi horishoino loy hoisim mubeles rak loyis avoides hoyisik baos ela dehavi chad machshava al kol avoides akobin ukiile chishev hay machshava uchal avoides avoido bifnei atzmo. Here, Joe, it's a lomdisha kolois al daas hoshoino oisim. It's not that he probably had the kavana, or we say he had the kavana pigul. If kaloisa dasa shaynoisa, it means it's a lomdisha din that when it had kavana in the beginning, it automatically kaloisa dasa shayna. It's a lomdisha, it's a din, it's a halacha that we say the kavana extends to everything else, even without that kavana.
If that's true, then you can never change your kavana. Once you start, that's it.
And Chanan, Bishrov says that even if you have a kavana, fucha, it's not going to help. Yeah, I showed you inside. Wait, let me show you. But that's his chiddush. Wait, slow down.
That's not what he says here.
I know, that's not what he said. This is Sefer Avayvam. I'm just telling you, I'm building it. Look at number four. He says also a little bit better. V'lekach bir agriz, she'ein abir b'divrei ha'gemore, shaldas ha'shoyne oiser, shu'umdene, shekach machshavtoi, v'nechshav shechishay b'chol ha'mater, like he has kavon in the whole thing. Ele ike kavonas ha'gemore, shekivin shaldas ha'shoyne oiser, Ein bezeh chisoroin shel chatzi matir. Vizeh hagdorat hilchatit. Sha'af im emtiyus loy himshich lachshoiv v'seif avoida. Mikom okay ma'machshove b'chelek zeh misyacheses l'cholo avoida. That means it's a lomdish. In other words, it's almost telling me that snapshot, yes sir? It's snapshot that you can do mefagel b'chatzi matir, but it means that kol ha'oysa, avadat v'shein ha'oysa, that pigul b'chatzi matir is like pigul in the whole thing. Why? Because pigul b'chatzi matir is like extends in the whole thing. And according to this, exactly. It's not chatzi, it's the whole thing. How is it the whole thing? because there's no such thing as chatzi, because Adas Hashem Oisa. Adas Hashem Oisa tells me that it's not only chatzi. That's the chiddush of the thing. You want to see it inside, he says over here, by number 6. V'zeh leke le'neymar, d'medin oisa Adas Hashem have ki'ilu choshav machshav acheres shel pigul. It's not a new machshava. The Allah Yom Rino Adas Hashem Oisa, zehu din, v'lo yom din edadai tekach. V'afilu yoyma b'feiru z'einu mechav ha'shetein, loy mahani. And I saw he brings a raya from an Arzaruah that says the same thing in Yavamas, whatever, same idea. Fine. Yes, Seth, what are you looking
at? Someone says unique din in Pigul, so there's all the Gemara's.
Slow down. I'm holding there. Wait.
There's no Chatzi Matir. Either way.
You don't need the chiddush of chatzi matzah.
It doesn't exist.
Exactly. If you hold, that's the chiddush of Adas Hashem Oisa. And by the way, now I understand very well why it has to be, at least it's of a Mesuyim. Has to be a matir. Because if it's not a matir, then that machshava cannot extend. If the pshat is, I started like that, I probably continued. So then what difference does it make? If I started on a full Oizah or a half Oizah, once I started, I continued. It doesn't make a difference. But if the pshat is no, that this is a lomdusha, pigul b'chatzi matir, which means that it extends by lomdus, that's only if it's davar mesuyim. If it's not davar mesuyim, if it's not a whole simen, it's not going to work. That is the way the Biskrov says. Now, let's go further. Yossi, you following? Okay. Says the Biskrov, what happens according to the Chachamim? Who say, no, we don't say, kolo oise, al da'ate vishoyne oise. What's the pshat? So they feel, as the way Biskrov explains, that pigul, Biskrov has a whole lumbus about that pigul has to be a physical machshava psula. In order to make something pigul, it has to be a specific, clear, positive machshava psula. That you can never create with adaita d'shayna oisa. That physical machshava psula, it cannot be created. Kol oisa adat machshava d'shayna oisa means that the original machshava extends till the end. Extending to the end is not good enough for pigul. For pigul, you need a physical machshava psula. That's what the Rashi says. That since Rashi is just saying, dibur means that you need to verbalize it. Whether you need to verbalize it just shows that you have to actually say something in the carbon. It has to be clarified in the carbon. And therefore, from the fact that it's done, the dibur means that it cannot extend as the adas rishayinu oisa. That's a weaker type of machshava. That's not a physical machshava. That's exactly what Rashi is telling us. Rashi is telling us that according to the Gemara, it's not he's telling the Allah in Dibur, then what's the machlek? Is it Meir Chachamim? No. He's telling us the fact that it has to be done the Dibur, the Meir Chachamim holds, so therefore, you cannot say adas machshava oisa. Why? Because that's an automatic extension. That's not going to work. You need a physical dibur b'machshava. You need a physical dibur. You need a physical pigul. You don't have that by extension. That's why the Chachamim argue on the Meir. The Chachamim say, no, it's not going to work. Why is that going to work? Because you need pigul, needs a physical, positive machshava psula. You're not going to have that by automatic extension. And that's why the Chachamim argue on the Meir. You understand what he's saying? What? Yeah, according to Chachamim, yes. Because, now, by the way, if the pshat would have been kolo oisa machshava v'shoinu oisa, which means that if he had in the beginning such machshava, then probably that person continues with their machshava, then why would Chachamim argue? Right? Unless they argue the umdina. But here he's saying, no, that's what he's saying. If it's a dibur, so then maybe he had the dibur then again, the same we had in the beginning. But if the pshat is no, that it's an automatic extension, it put a halach in the carbon, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen according to Chachamim, because the fact that you need a dibur, that's what he's saying. The fact that you need a dibur, that means that the automatic extension is not going to work. Look what he writes over here. V'nei b'zvachim 6a. V'nei b'zvachim kosev Rashi al hodam v'ina hosam derabon asav v'lam v'ina das v'shayin oisa. D'chol machshav v'kotshem oitzu peh oin shom. V'nire. The din hoitzo bepeh lo shayach ele hecha debinon din machshava. You need a physical, positive machshava psula. Ulezekas of Rashi. The chive de machshav bekotchim is within amira veitzos ve imkei muchach mizeh the yeshkan din machshav hapoiseles. Umishumachim skipped a beat because that's relevant to the other piece. Umishumachim pligar abon v'sabri the loyam bin adas v'shayna oisa v'zeik abon drashi the kosev lach the chomach shulukotchim oitzav vehu the time the rabbon v'sabri l'am rikotchim adas v'shayna. Meaning they're both the same svara. The fact that you need a machshav v'dibur tells me that the automatic machshav is not going to work, and that's why the chachamim argue on the mayor and say we don't say al das v'shayna oisa. Says the Brisker Rav, and here's the real part. This was just
a side.
What?
They don't hold the kol at all.
Oh.
But they don't hold this.
Oh, says the Brisker Rav. That's the difference. And this I didn't understand. Maybe you can help me out between pigul and everything else. Why? So this is what his words are. Maybe we can figure it out together. And he says it. You think I'm nuanced? He was as nuanced as can be. The Brisker Rav. Look how he says it. So he said like this. He says, by pigul, there's a concept of machshava psula. Al das rishayna cannot create this machshava psula. Right? He says, however, by shalai lishma, or by stoma lishma, even if your whole stoma is not good, right? But there's no halacha that they have to create a machshava. Rather, there's halacha that the shechita, the avoider, has to be done with the right kavanah. So he said, if I start the shechita, and then adas v'shoyin oisa, can continue the shechita, that is done correctly. In other words, by shechita, so if I start the shechita, l'shem pesach, and then I have stam, so then I can say adas v'shoyin oisa. Because the shechita was continued to be done correctly. Masha'en came over here, by pigul, you need a real machshava, that al-das v'shoyin oisa cannot create. You understand what he's saying? I don't understand what he's saying. Explain it to me. And my son said, yeah, very simple. And I still didn't get it. And my son said it. So he said like this. Get explained to me.
Pigul and lishma, right? First of all, lishma, we hold stam lishma, right?
No, but even if you hold stam shulay lishma, it still would work. Why? Because the main thing is the avoida has to be done correctly. Right. So if I started the avoida done correctly, then al-das v'shoyin oisa can continue that avoida. Masha'en came by pigul, al-das v'shoyin oisa has to create a new machshava. It cannot create machshavas. That's his far. Joe, you get it? Somewhat. Let's read inside and we'll tell me that's what he's saying. Let's read over here 7 and then number 8 explains a little bit better. Bedina de Shalay Lishma. So the Bishkov says number 7. Bedina de Shalay Lishma. Kaswa Taisis, the Tzarech Dibur. By the way, Taisis says, by Shalay Lishma means the wrong machshava, you need Dibur. Ve'ena nishtav machshava greida. Aval in stomach Shalay Lishma kaima, Taisis says, but if you hold stomach is shalay lishma, it means stomach is not good enough. Mash medivra tesis, the mahani machshava greida. That's what Tesis says. He's busy with that. In other words, they really get to that vase. But Tesis says that in order to have the wrong machshava, you have to say, I'm shechting for the wrong machshava. But even if you hold stomach, it's not good enough, but a machshava is good enough. In other words, a machshava alone is good enough to what's name? To make it lishma. Vachilik pashut, the bedina shalay lishma shu chalois psul. Shalay lishma is like pigul, is a real machshava psul. I'm reading the machshava yesh ladim sikhliyot bedibur. Avistam elav lishma koi, sadim de lishma, urak shemaisa avoido tia lishma. You understand what he's saying? Another thing, not really important, but he said like this. To have shalay lishma, to be no good, you gotta have a machshava psula. But to be considered lishma, the main thing is the avoider is done lishma. I don't know what he means, but let's read further. 7-8. Uvizem evur madavin hocha adas v'shayin oisa umashad lekam an depolik. Over here the Gemara says that if I do l'shem pesach and then stam, it's good. Adas v'shayin oisa, nobody argues. Uve pigol matzin machlekes, amrin adas v'shayin oisa, and by pigol there's a machlekes. The hocha bedina de lishma de loy boi kim sha'avoida teinatas lishma. The shechita has to be done lishma. So it's not that you need a machshava. The shechita has to be done correctly lishma. Mahani mashoisa das v'shoina. V'nikres ha'maisa shniya shenasis lishma. In other words, if my first shechita is l'shem pesach, so the main thing is that the avoida, the shechita is done correctly lishma. So das v'shoina can create the second shechita like the first shechita. Aval bepigul shamachshava pe'el has been psul, boi sheyachshav poil. You have to have kavana on machshav psul. Uvizayish machlekes el dasher nikla shechashav poil oila. That's what he's saying. You get it? Seth. Now you want to read it number 8 a little bit clearer. Upirish moran zatzal. This is Rebbe his son. Dinei kivegetzi in the gemara lekamon. In other words, Aldaz Hashem is not going to create a wrong machshava. Aval b'din l'shma, isvirele the stam apostle, even if you hold stam is not good enough, bori lashvui l'shma, you have to make it l'shma, hosam loy have a din machshava, there's no kavana you have to have machshava l'shma, ela debino shamaisa shaloi yase l'shma. V'zeo ikid din l'shma, shadova yase l'shma. L'shma means like almost a state of being, that my shchita has to be done L'shem Kovim. V'l'chein mahani ve'ikol oisa al-das l'shoina.
The opposite thing.
People explain to me what he's saying. He's saying it. Everybody's saying it, and I don't get it.
People just to ruin something.
Correct.
And the Shema is just something you need to get done correctly.
Correct.
So that's why they're opposite. You
want why? Explain to me.
You want to ruin
you need to realize al-das l'shoina is not going to ruin it. It's not going to create that machshava. Machshavim. To be done correctly, al-das l'shoina will have it done correctly. That's this far.
As long as I don't contradict it.
Correct. Well, I don't know if that's fit with other stuff, but fine. Yeah. Got it. I'm saying. But that's what he's saying. In other words, Adas and Shaina can continue or can make the Avoida that is done correctly. But it cannot create a Machshav of Tula. Adas and Shaina is not strong enough to create a Machshav of Tula. By the way, I called up my brother-in-law who didn't learn Kachem for 28 years. He said, of course. He said, move right away. He says that Adas and Shaina cannot shaft. Machshav cannot create a machshav of psula, but it can continue the original meiser that a meiser is done lishmo is done correctly. That it can continue, yeah. It can create a machshav. You understand this, Mar? I don't fully understand, but there must be something wrong with me because everybody understands it, and he says it. What
there's a
meiser
by the shkita. You do the meiser for that way, though, right? That's a meiser that's positive and that carries through, and now we want to ruin that. So
in order
to ruin that, you need an
active... Correct. Al-Dasa is not going to do that.
Correct. So you need another Maisa.
Correct.
It's not good enough.
Correct. Al-Dasa doesn't. But why by Shkita, yes? You need Lishma. You didn't do Lishma. Why is Al-Dasa enough to make it Lishma? To make it like... Or by Shabbos. Right? Same thing. What's the Svara? What's the Svara? Because it says it's not that you need a Machshava, an active Machshava. The action that you're doing in Shkita has to be done correctly.
I started doing it right, and now I continue doing it.
Correct. So
the assumption is I'm doing
correct.
It.
Correct. But there's no halacha that you need a specific machshava, a new right. Machshava that's going to come
because
and postulate.
It's not possible.
Correct. That's the svara. By the way, this svara only works obviously if that's a svara kaloisal dasa shayne oyster. That it's a continuation. It's all based on that same svar. If you learn Kalaisa Dasa Shainoisha, it means it's a new machshava. I had this machshava the first time and I'm having a new machshava now, then the whole svar falls apart. Then you have that also over there, so why would, and then it wouldn't.
Well, it's the umdin.
Correct. It must be the umdin. But then proving to you that the umdin is the right shot, he learned like this all the way through. Seth, you understand it? Take it home and try and harv on it, because that, they're all saying it. I'm asking you. You're the Lamdanim over here. I think that's as well what you try to say. That here the action has to be done correctly. So therefore, Kaloisa Dasa Shainoisa means my action is done correctly. That's all I need. Right? With Aisa Dasa Shaina means my action was done like this. I continue doing that action in a correct way. That's all it needs to be do. The avoid has to be done lishma. It cannot create a machshava.
It's impossible that I have to do.
Not impossible. I need to create a machshava. Al-Dasa Shaina, it cannot create a machshava.
Yeah, but if you hold stama is low lishma.
Correct.
Then you do need a machshava.
I know, but you need a machshava only insofar that the maisa has to be done correctly. That's what he's saying. Right? He's saying that al-Din lishma, even if it's really the stama apostle, you have to make it lishma. loy have din machshava, ela de bina shamaisa shloi yaseh lishma. You don't need a machshava.
Because
you need the maisa has to be done lishma. So the maisa is I'm doing.
You continue doing.
Continue the maisa. You don't have to create a machshava. Even if you hold stama shloi lishma, but I guess the action that I'm doing, that's what it says. Stama shloi lishma means you don't have the lishma.
Right.
Start.
Right. So, but how do I create it?
I know because I know. But if I started, the right one was I started with the Lishem Pesach.
Right.
So Kaloisa Aldas Lishem Oisa can continue the Maisa. Mm-hmm. But here it's not enough to continue the Maisa. You have to create a Machshava Tzul, and that you cannot do. That's the Svar of Mishkov.
You have to do something over.
That's the Svar. Okay, but clearly that's a pshat in the Gemara. On Kaloisa, Aldasa Shaino Isa, that's clear that it's not Pshat. I think you all learned like that, by the way, right? You all learned like that it doesn't mean that I have an Umdina, even though the Sfasemes learns like that. An Umdina, it means like that. He says, no, it doesn't mean Umdina. It means that my original Machshava, my original Pigul continues all the way through. And therefore, that does make sense why you don't need, or why you at least need it to be on the Dovah Mesuyim. Because then it can't catch further through unless it started as a machshavas pigul, even b'chatzi mater, right? Even the one who, if you hold pigul b'chatzi mater, it means it doesn't have to carry through altogether. It's just enough b'chatzi mater. If you hold that pigul b'chatzi mater is not good enough, it has to be b'kola mater, but it has to be with the svara that it carry through, and that's kaloi saldasa shayna. That's clearly how he learns in kaloi saldasa shayna. Okay.